If Andy wants to expand or shrink the size of the panels, he can click and drag some of the border lines to resize them. For example, Andy can hide and then redisplay the highlights panel by clicking the arrow that displays when he moves the cursor over the panel border lines. Show Andy how to do this by clicking the resize arrow to hide the highlights panel. The highlights panel is now hidden. To redisplay it, Andy will first hover the mouse over the center of the bottom border of the highlights panel to redisplay the resize arrow. Now, help Andy finish this by clicking the resize arrow yourself. And the top highlights panel reappears. Andy may also want to hide and redisplay the left-hand panel on some occasions. Click the resize arrow on the left border of the panel. And the panel disappears. When Andy hovers the mouse over the center of the far edge of the screen, the resize arrow will redisplay. Now click the resize arrow for Andy. And the left panel reappears. Using the same technique, Andy can also hide the right-hand related contents panel. He will hover the mouse over the left border of the panel and then click the resize arrow. Do that for Andy now. And the right-handed related contents panel disappears. Now, Andy can hover the mouse over the center of the panel to redisplay the resize arrow. Now help Andy finish this by clicking the resize arrow yourself. And the related contents panel displays again. Andy moves around the panels of the Unified Agent console even more easily with shortcut keys. To show Andy a list of the shortcut keys, click the down arrow at the top right part of the screen. The drop-down list shows several action links, including Show, Hide shortcuts. Click that link now. And the keyboard shortcuts list displays, showing shortcut key combinations to do such things as going to the navigation tab, going to the list view, and moving left and right. Andy will find two shortcuts especially helpful when he wants to collapse and expand the side panels. Shift and left arrow to collapse or expand the left panel, and shift and right arrow to collapse or expand the right panel. Now click the close button to hide this list for Andy. Let's demonstrate how to use those shortcut keys with the side panels. Shift plus left arrow will hide the left panel, and then shift plus left arrow will redisplay it. Shift plus right arrow will hide the right panel, and then shift plus right arrow will redisplay it. Sometimes, Andy may also want to adjust the width of either the left or right panel. He will hover the mouse over the right edge of the left panel to display the vertical mouse symbol, and then hold down the mouse and drag the panel border to the left or right to narrow or widen it. He can use the same technique to adjust the width of the right panel as well. Now you've shown Andy how easy it is to move around the panels of the Unified Agent console and adjust them however he wants as he works. Click Next to continue the course.